You're listening to WNTN 1550 AM and WNTN.com. Boston's hub for international radio and specialty programs.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Right on time, always at 11 o'clock. Joining us on Tuesday mornings. Today, the final day of the month of February 2023. Manny Frangidakis, 12 points, wealth management, joined by Stamati Sastra. Gentlemen, good morning. Kalimeras. Hope the snow hasn't put too much damper on your day.
Kalimera. Kalimera. Hi, Manny. How are you?
Doing well. How are you two?
Good. It looks good. Like last day of trading in the markets for February. It looks like a down day so far, and it's pretty much what you said. Markets are going to off their low, off their highs.
Yeah. So it's been a pretty wild start to the year with, you know, an explosive January followed by a less exciting February with prices declining. And, you know, we continue to believe that, you know, if you're looking at the S&P 500, we're going to be range bound here between about 3,700 a share to 4,100 a share. And that's exactly where we are. There's pockets of resistance. There's also pockets of support. And depending on how the market digests the internals depends on which direction we head up. The other question out there right now is what's happening with the 10-year as it continues to approach 4%. It's putting pressure on equities. Currently, right now, your 10-year is at 3.96. If it gets above the 3.97, 3.98, I would imagine you see a sell-off in stocks. But it could end up being a decent day, as usually the end of the month does see some continuous buying as fund managers in the market expect new money to be deposited starting with the first of the month, as we know that 401ks and other deposits happen on a biweekly basis that go right into the market. So you could see some an update today. We'll see how the internals sort out, as you do also have two Fed speakers later on this afternoon that could change the direction of the market.
Stamati?
Manny, I'm here.
No, we may have lost Stamati there. I was waiting for his. It is a changing. It's a changing dynamic almost on a daily basis. Manny, strengths and weaknesses. I was reading something the other day, and you brought this up several times in the past. A lot of people putting some future hope in, let's say, steel, metal, you know, the materials, the caterpillars of the world that will assist in infrastructure. I was hearing something about this, and I wanted to bring it up today. You mentioned this before. This particular insight thought that there was going to be a lot of that coming up, and that looks like something secure for the next several years. What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, I think real assets and hard assets will continue to be a focal point of the global economy. But the one thing that people need to be aware of is that commodities and some of the products you just mentioned, Teddy, are extremely volatile. And I'll give you a couple examples. So, for example, like lithium, which exploded following 2021 with the rise in EVs, people got bulled up and invested in lithium stocks. And now, year to date, that market is down 32%. That's a pretty steep drop in price. And you can see this across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, lumber spiking 350% and then plunging all the way back down to prices that we saw in 2020. Coal, for another example, spiking to 405. It's now back down to 209 at the mm-hmm. same level it was in 2021. So whether you look at wheat, corn, oil, there's massive volatility in these prices, and what you want to be doing is essentially playing the extremes and staying out of no man's land, which a lot of these asset prices, whether you look at stocks, bonds, or commodities, mm-hmm. we're kind of hanging in no man's land where the current prices could go in either direction.
Mm-hmm. I think we may have Stamati back. Stamati, you back with us?
Yes, hi, can you hear me? Sorry.
Yep, no problem. We're back.
Yeah. The other thing I want to ask Manny was a Target. The store Target came up with their numbers. Is that in line what you thought? any changes there?
It was exactly in line with what we thought, you know, especially following what we saw from Walmart and Home Depot. So we know that there's significant challenges on the macro environment. They're having issues with inventory, and they're having issues with cost pressures, and you essentially could drive a truck through the amount of guidance that they provided, meaning that they're expecting a very wide range of possibilities in 2023 and in 2024. So the stock sold off pretty much right after the release, and it's still down on the day. Last quote I saw was about 165, dropping from 175. So at some point it will become attractive, but at the moment, I don't really have any high hopes for retail. I think retail potentially trades sideways for the next couple of years.
Will we see? And then from where? Flatline? I mean, quite frankly, retail, is it the, you know, are we going to be, both your estimations, in 20 years, is the retail store, you know, I'm an old timer and I'm starting to buy my clothes online. You know, where's it, you know, what is the real future of retail?
Well, don't forget, I think retail suffers right now because, again, what happened in pre-COVID, or during COVID for that matter, people had to go out and buy goods and no services because there was no services to be had. So you had people that pulled up and bought all this stuff during the pandemic, especially with government sending checks to everybody, and that money could only find one place to go, and that was good. So people had preemptively and pulled forward all those sales for those retailers during 2020 and into 2021. So it's not surprising to see that retail sales are actually dropping here in comparison, as people now are gobbling up services now that, you know, the global economy is opening up and fully opening up now that, you know, Hong Kong in particular just removed one of the largest mask mandates ever. I think it was 945 days. So I think that things are changing, and it's a rapid change, and you're starting to see it spread out through the economy now.
Did we lose Tamati again?
No, I'm right here. I'm just listening to money.
Okay. Next, epomeno thema. What else? What are we looking at? How about some good news? We kind of got away from that the last couple of shows. You know, real good news?
There's not a tremendous amount of good news right now. I mean, right now, you know, your good news is that rents are slowly starting to drop. You're starting to see home prices cool off a little bit. You know, and that the other good news is that the economy is remaining robust. The question is how long, you know, can it remain strong? The other component is you're starting to see credit card delinquencies shoot up at the same time as potentially you start to see the labor market soften. So right now, the key message right now in the market, and what we talked about going back a couple of weeks ago, was that higher for longer is now the theme, that rates will stay elevated as long as inflation does. We talked about what the market would do when we removed rate cuts in 2023, which took place about a week or two ago, and the market has dropped pretty substantially from that. So I do think that, you know, you have a lot of internals that need to be digested in the market over the next 1 to 2 years before you can really expect hope and optimism to return to the market.
We were discussing either the last show or the show prior to that, foreclosures. And something captured my attention this morning on a social media feed of several properties or large landholds are already missing payments and, you know, really starting to suck wind on their payments on a lot of this commercial property that they paid, just like you called, you know, they bought it 6-7 years ago at their prime, and now it's foreclosure time.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the commercial real estate market, Teddy, is it's not like the residential, that a lot of this debt is floating rate.
Yeah.
So as you see interest rates pick up, the cost of servicing that debt massively increases. So you have a lot of landlords now that aren't cash flowing these properties because the offices are still vacant, and their costs for their mortgage has gone up drastically. So they have a decision to make on, you know, can I refinance, which probably isn't the case. And if not, can I restructure this asset, or am I better off handing the keys back over to the bank? And that's what you're seeing take place.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. With what repercussions? I just want to kind of spend a little time. You know, they handed in that they're all done. They're probably bought under LLCs. Is there any personal liability that comes into play with some of this stuff?
Yeah, you're all set.
Yes. All right. Of course, yeah. I mean, it's bankruptcy. It's everything else that you could think of.
Yeah.
But what it really does is essentially the bank takes the asset back and essentially has to either keep the asset on their balance sheet, which they don't want to do because that harms their balance sheet,
right.
Or they release that asset into the market at a discounted valuation, which is where you see people talk about buying distressed debt at 80 or 70 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially that resets the valuation of the entire landscape. So if you have commercial real estate that was once priced at, you know, a dollar for dollar, now being priced at 80 cents to a dollar, you would imagine that the market follows suit and you see a decline in that asset price.
Yeah. The perspective of this particular was, you know, we're going to start seeing a lot of banks maybe calling in mortgages. That's kind of a little bit of the direction that I kind of brought some attention, and with everything going on, it kind of made a little bit of sense. We might be, which means that there might be an opportunity for someone. There's always an opportunity for someone when things go.
I think that's the opportunity that you're looking at, is that down the road in the next 1 to 2 years, that banks are going to reset their balance sheet.
Yep.
As they start to look and create new deposits and new demand for loan growth.
Yeah.
What that means for investors is the opportunity to pick up distressed assets.
Yeah.
At much lower valuation. So that could be an opportunity on the real estate side, you know, over the coming years.
Yeah, yeah. Any closing comments, Stamati, Manny?
Taxes are coming. Tax season is coming. Better be prepared. There's some tax changes, so just make sure you talk to the right people about it. Also for retirement accounts, there's new rules and things like that. So, you know, it's always April 15th, but it's never April 15th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's coming down the pipe next. Pretty good opportunity to potentially offset gains with losses given what the market provided in 2022. So I would make sure that I took advantage of that if I had potential losses that I could utilize to offset gains.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Manny, signal a little bit disrupted today, but I think we got through it. Thank you very, very much, gentlemen. Closing comments, Manny?
Higher for longer. I think that we saw the peak of the market in 2023.
Yep.
Look, I don't think that we're going to see anything detrimental where you see the market drop 30 to 40% from here, which would be, you know, beyond surprising. But I do think that we've probably peaked in terms of a market price for 2023. So the market will continue to assess the situation, most importantly, inflation, which will then dictate the direction of monetary policy and fiscal policy. So, you know, financial conditions will continue to get tighter and rates will remain higher for longer. And that's going to be the key theme for this year and potentially opens the door to 2024 rate cuts, but that's going to depend on how slow the economy gets between now and then.
Gentlemen, Manny, always a great report. Stamati, thank you so very much. Joining us each and every Tuesday at 11 o'clock with a weekly summary of the market is Manny Frangidakis. Have a great, great afternoon, guys, and try to stay out of the snow. Nastakala. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're here till 12 o'clock. More music coming up right here on Grecian Echoes. Thank you to Manny Frangidakis and Stamati Sastras.
WNTN, Cambridge, Needham, Boston.